Welcome to the Raindrop Corner Podcast. I am your host, Kay. This episode is going to be very different from a standard episode. This is more of me checking in with listeners and just individuals who have really poured into the show. I've been absent for 8 months now, just about 8 months, maybe a little bit over that. And I wanted to reflect on the podcast, talk a little bit about what the future of this podcast is going to look like, and also just be very vulnerable with everyone for a moment. When I first started the Raindrop Corner podcast, and I kind of shared this on like the previous reflection episode that I did way back when, you know, when I started this podcast, I was coming off from working at a pretty well-known tech company. And during my time at that tech company, I learned a lot. I got the opportunity to really learn how to connect with not just businesses, but I learned how to connect with creatives. And I learned that I had a passion for engaging people and learning about their stories and why they did what they did. And I was in a state where I was challenging myself to be a little bit more outgoing, to put myself out there a little bit more, and to find ways to kind of navigate away from being quite as passive as I had been in the past. So the Raindrop Corner podcast was a opportunity for me to lean into being more vocal. And I knew that while I didn't necessarily want to go and have a podcast where I talk to just any person, I knew that I wanted to talk to people who cared about their community, whether they gave back to that community in the form of art or in the form of, you know, different services, didn't really matter to me. I just wanted the opportunity to experience stories and perspective. And that's kind of where this came from. And throughout this journey, it's been fucking awesome. You know, I've gotten the opportunity to talk with, you know, the voice actress of Korra from The Legend of Korra. And I mean, she does so much more than that. Janet Varney is her name. She's a wonderful human being. If you haven't checked out that episode, highly recommend. You know, I've gotten the opportunity to talk to, you know, queer directors and actresses. Gotten the opportunity to talk with very world-renowned chefs, you know, gotten the opportunity to talk with local advocates in my community, gotten the opportunity to talk with writers, to talk with educators, to talk with comedians, to talk with just beautifully versatile and radiant human beings who have deeply increased my perspective on how to show up for yourself and also how to show up for the world around you. So like, this has been a fucking amazing experience, and I really had to sit with myself, because like I said, I've been gone for 8 months, and decide, you know, if the podcast was something that would fit into my healing journey, so to speak. A lot has changed since the last podcast episode that I've uploaded. You know, I've gotten divorced, and I don't feel like divorce always has to be a negative thing, even if there are a lot of heavy negative emotions associated with it. I feel very renewed. I think I spent the last 8 months learning what was enriching to me and what wasn't, and learning what environments allow me to thrive and which ones don't. And there have been a lot of pain points along that journey. You know, I've had to cut off family members. I've had to cut off friends, best friends in some cases, because I just felt like I am at a point in my life where everything that I do should really be fulfilling me. And if those individuals and those environments aren't fulfilling me, I don't have the space for those things. And I think that as I started to process through and heal through some of that, I realized that it was really hard for me to sometimes show up for the podcast in terms of consistency, because I wasn't being consistent in my own life. So how was I supposed to do that with yet another thing that I do? You know, a lot of people don't know this, but outside of this podcast, I work in crisis. I work in a leadership capacity. You know, I am also on the board of a nonprofit. I also, you know, am involved in a couple of other different community initiatives. So I'm a very busy person, and I really had to decide, you know, what things were I most passionate about, what things really kind of make me feel alive. And the reality is that the podcast is something that I deeply do enjoy. I think that as I go into the Raindrop Corner podcast 2.0, or this new era in my journey, if you will, the podcast, while it isn't going to change in the sense of providing safe spaces for individuals who value human rights and value the experience of other people on this earth to very openly and honestly share their perspectives, I do want to shift this podcast into being a space that isn't afraid to tackle more taboo, concerns and issues, to engage in conversations that might be a little uncomfortable sometimes, that might challenge some of the societal norms. And I feel like this podcast has always kind of done that in much smaller ways, but I want to gravitate away from doing the things that feel safe versus doing the things that make me feel the most authentic. I think that it's much easier to lean into being consistent with something if you not only have the time to do that thing, but if you also have the ability to share things that more so align with your belief system. You know, I am a very spiritual and witchy and analytical and philosophical person in nature, and those are the spaces that I really want to cultivate and bring alive going into this next section of growth on this podcast. So yeah, I'm not going to keep you all too long today. I just wanted to update everybody, and I also wanted to talk about, you know, what is on the horizon and what the future of the Raindrop Corner podcast looks like. With that in mind, I'm also going to go ahead and read a poem that I wrote. I've written this poem a while ago, but I feel like it very much so encapsulates what my journey has been like. You know, I normally start, at least for a while, some of the earlier episodes don't have poem introductions like some of the newer episodes do. But for those of you who have been listening for a hot minute, you'll know that I always start every podcast episode after my general introduction with a poem that's dedicated to the guest on the show. And normally that goes towards the beginning. But I'm going to put it here so that you all can kind of share in my experience and share in kind of the feelings and emotions that I've had over the last 8 months, and honestly for probably years before that. This is probably one of my favorite things that I've ever written before. It's called A Happy Poem. My initial goal, my plan was to write you a happy poem. Some ballad about triumph. Don't get me wrong though. Triumph, it's good. It exists, but I wanted to give you reality instead. A moving picture, identifying that imperfection, emotional poverty, and all of the things in between were just as vivified as the happy poem. You see, your tears, they frame a canvas, one mixing anxiety and mania like a vodka cocktail that tastes sweet, but the touch of alcohol is still there, and after two drinks, you are drunk on yourself. Because in a mirror, there lies a woman cowering as a girl might, but pre-adolescence was a happier place, masked with a naivete that was later shot in a feel. So you live alone with your feelings, these feelings that when voiced turn into redirected bullets, but you are not immune. It's okay, but it's not okay, as they assume you're stable. No, you're barely functioning. These people not hearing you, those thoughts teasing you. Woman at war, you want to be strong. You want a silencing current to come for the sting of sunlight to not bite. The taste of cider is a kind of anchor, a temporary blanket, because I see you in that place sitting next to couches, crying into sinks. There's a little happiness here or there, but much like Oliver Twist, you are standing at the food line, bowl in hand. Please, sir, may I have some more? Needing just enough light to live, to run into yourself. You see, that's the fear. Yourself, that is your primary opponent, yourself. In your hand, you grasp a wooden spoon, a wooden sword, not fully knowing what to expect. You don't have any armor, but as a shadow rushes towards you, body shaking, insides quaking, you suddenly are falling through the ground slowly. Like quicksand. Yet there is somehow a bottom. Your feet hit cold concrete. There you are. Can you see yourself? You are not happy, but you are listening among a house you've walked before. Sounds not quite as loud, yelling not quite as prominent. You a little less afflicted. Like blades of grass, you are growing. Nothing is changing fast enough, though, but your armor, it's made of dragon's hide. You have armor now. Your smile could be genuine. Love might sneak through a few cracks. Momentary kisses of hope that will wax wane in a hell of a lot of entertain. And then come again as you scrape yourself out of bed, reading a poem that isn't all that happy. While people shout, Mercury is in retrograde. Life is in retrograde. You are, however, in mourning. You are coming closer to every flaw, finding it hard to feel beautiful. Slowly, you are getting free, touching the rawest parts of you, three layers away from happy, just three, from the goddess that you always were, in a world that will eventually know you, special voices, special people, special feelings, cheering for you to win, even among your own bellowing, and you bellow a lot. There are darker cries that wished for a reaper, and here I am, but you're still here. Your aura is faint, yet scintillating the prettiest reds as you sprout wings. An angel drawing a circle around you. You are the angel, you are the afflicted, and you are the person. You are affected, but you are also more so the epitome of how pain becomes a happy poem. All right, everybody. I hope that y'all like that. I am so excited for all of the future content that is about to come out of this podcast. I actually have a couple of episodes that I need to upload from earlier this year that I'm going to put out. And I have a very special episode that I did with a very well-known civil rights and just black activist. And I think that he's doing very important work. I'm not going to go into it too much on this particular episode because the purpose of this was to give you a bit of a glimpse into what's going on. Like, I'm actually not going to edit this. Normally I go through and edit all the ands and and weird pauses and long stretches of time out, but this is just me speaking to you raw. So I have nothing to edit. I have nothing to constrain or to change about this particular moment that we're sharing together. I love all of you. I want to say that I am deeply appreciative of every single guest that has come on the Raindrop Corner podcast. I am deeply appreciative of any listener that I've ever had, whether you've been listening for a while, a little, or whether or not you've only listened to 3 minutes of one episode. I appreciate all of the support. I appreciate people who share out the podcast. I appreciate people who value the work that I do. In this time that I've been away, I don't think I've ever had as many people listen to the podcast or ask about the podcast, and it kind of reaffirmed how much value other people get out of it. You know, I'm not a big podcast. I do this because I enjoy doing it. I'm not doing it because I want to be on someone's number one list. I'm not doing it because I want to win awards. I'm doing it because I enjoy the conversation. I enjoy connecting with people. And when you are doing it for those reasons, sometimes when life gets hard externally, it can be hard to realize that, you know, people do really value what you are doing. Because at the end of the day, like, it's still nice to have a little bit of validation in one form or another. I am so grateful to all of you for listening to everything that I've had to say today. And I will see you back again very soon with more episodes.